Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Cookbook author Gina Daly from The Daily Dish, good afternoon.
Hi, Brendan, how are you?
Good. And Gina, the weather is going to come back, so we're going to talk about picnics, but this is not your fancy, you know, Instagram picnics with quiche and champagne and everything. This is no fuss picnics, easy tips, easy food. As a food influencer, do you have to do those kind of fancy picnics?
No, I don't.
I didn't think you were the type.
Romantic.
Yeah.
They are a very romantic notion with the wicker baskets and all that. But and while I do have them, I don't go to that extent. We're basic. We travel light and we just bring the bits that we like, and there's no notions about it.
Yeah. I suppose the one accoutrement you would want these days that we didn't have in our time growing up is the cool box, like, which kind of changes everything, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we used to go with plastic bags and we get there with my potato crisps would be nearly treble cooked, and we kind of club orange is like syrup. So yeah, they're a welcomed addition now. But we have a really lightweight cooler box that we bring with us, but we also there's like great backpack picnic bags,
yeah,
that you can put on, so they fold up nice and neat. They don't take up much space in your house when you're storing them, and you can fit loads into them. And especially if you have a walk from the car to wherever you're going, I have a beautiful wicker one, and I don't even pull it out of the corner where it is, because
yeah,
it's just too heavy.
You have a nice pack hack for the cool box. Instead of using those kind of blue ice pack things that you put into them,
I use bottles of water. So I just stick them in the freezer the night before, get them nice and frozen, and then I pack the food around them. So when you're there at your picnic, you'll have your cold water or your icy water anyway, and then it's much lighter to bring everything back. So there's no heavyweight.
Works on every level. You do the washing up at the beach as well. Explain your squeezy bottle concept.
Yeah, so I bring a spray bottle with a little bit of soap in it, dish soap, and some tea... kitchen towel. So I spray down the paper. Well, I don't bring paper cups. I actually bring melamine. I buy plastic plates and cups, and spray them down and just wipe them out. So they will need a bit of a rinse when you come home, but at least you get the heavy dirt off.
Oh yeah,
them.
Totally. This is good stuff. This is the quality kind of stuff now that people actually want to know. Okay, how do you avoid a soggy sandwich?
I was talking about this. What I do is I make a big loaf sandwich. So, you know, like a big round loaf or a long baguette. And I cut it in half, scoop the middle out.
Right.
And then I fill it up with my ham, my cheese, I use the cheese and the ham as the barrier. So I put them down first, and then the sauce, or if you want to put mayo in the middle,
okay,
and then more
right
on top. Yeah.
So just to get into the science of that, next to the bread, the thing that's immediately next to the bread is ham or cheese, and that kind of that insulates the rest of it then.
Yeah, it
Genius.
Stops any soakage, yeah. And you have a nice crisp sandwich then.
Okay, and we have you've given us a recipe for that loaf sandwich that you make for picnics. We'll put that up. You're also suggesting we could upgrade the ham and cheese sandwich for the summer to a caprese sandwich.
Yeah, so it's a really nice kind of fresh flavour, and it's so easy to do. You can prep it the night before, or you can do it while you're there. So just like buy fresh mozzarella, the balls, and bring your tomato, slice it all up, some basil, a bit of olive oil, and you've got a beautiful fresh either salad or for your sandwich. And it's just a really nice kind of summer vibe.
Yeah. And are you doing that on site, the actual assemblage?
I do. I'm lazy. I love to say I'm prepped the night before, but I generally just throw all my bits and pieces in the bag and do it when I'm there. But actually a really nice one, if you've got kids with you who like a little bit of a hot food.
Yeah.
If you get a thermal flask, my kids love hot dogs, put your hot dog sausages into it, pour your boiling water in, close it up, and wherever you go, they're going to be cooked through, and they're still going to be hot, and then you just bring your little condiments and your bread. And
this is
really
amazing.
Nice.
This is everyone's getting at least one takeaway out of this. And listen, to remind people as well that the only difference between last night's pasta and a pasta salad is about 12 hours, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. they're the best things. I always keep my pasta and throw it into a salad, into a big plastic bowl, and you've got, like, I mean, everybody's going to eat it, and you don't have to be too fussy about what you put into it. So they're great little ones.
Yeah. You have a tuna sandwich with a summer twist as well. I'm unconvinced about the idea of a tuna sandwich for the picnic.
It was a tuna salad.
Okay, sorry, right. Salad. Yeah, still unconvinced.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, I mean, I won't eat it, but the rest of the
Okay, fair enough.
So I'm with you, Brendan. It's all right.
You and me both.
But, like,
okay.
Again, you can replace it with some nice shredded chicken, and it's all good.
Grand. Okay, and we'll put that up in little flavours. You've two dips for us, savoury first and then the sweet.
So a nice savoury dip. I did a whipped feta. So it's just feta cheese, olive oil. You can put in a little bit of honey, some garlic, a little bit of chili if you like. And you just whisk it all up in a food processor. And it's lovely for crackers or pretzels, having in the middle. And actually, if you bring share caps, you can cover your bowls to stop any flies or bugs getting into it while you're waiting for your picnic to begin.
Yeah. Unused shower caps, we stress.
Yes.
Okay.
the ones from the hotels, just take them.
Yeah. So the crunchy can be really, a few crunchy bits with something to dip it in can be really handy, clean kind of thing for a picnic. What's the sweet dip then? How does that work?
So it's almost similar to like a cheesecake topping. So it's like Philadelphia cheese. You add in powdered sugar, and you whisk it all up. There's a few other bits there. I have the recipe up, but use for strawberries, for even for your carrots and stuff like that. It's just, my kids like the sweet, we like the savory, so it's always nice to kind of change it up. But it's definitely, if you bring like digestive biscuits, break them up and dip it in, so it's a lovely little sweet treat.
So it's like a deconstructed cheesecake is how we could
and the same with you could do it like a meringue. You can bring it, the meringue nests, crush them up, bring a thing of whipped cream and your strawberries, and you've got a really nice
together. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, listen, amazing. By the way, before you go, sachets of salt, just in case people don't know, tell them. Every time you're in a petrol station.
Oh yeah, pick up the salt and pepper sachets because they are so handy. You want to keep your weight down when you don't want to bring a big thing of salt. So having those and the ketchups and all of those bits and pieces, all the condiments, throw them in your purse, rob them.
Okay, so any petrol station near a beach now is going to be cleaned out by 11 o'clock every Saturday. So that and your shower caps. Okay, Gina Daly, thanks very much. You're at Taste of Dublin tomorrow?
I am at 2:15. I'm cooking on the Mealy Masterclass stage. So I'm really excited about that, yeah.
Okay, super. Gina, thanks a million.